This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. President Joe Biden has arrived in Vietnam for talks about trade as both countries hope to blunt China's influence in the region. Here is Greg Poling with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Vietnam's overriding foreign policy priority has always been maintaining its own strategic independence, its own autonomy in the face of larger powers. And Vietnam seems to assess, I think rightly, that the best way to maintain its autonomy vis-a-vis China, its huge northern neighbor, is to maintain very close strategic ties with other major powers, especially the U.S.
Greg Poling with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Prayers for Morocco from Pope Francis Sunday as the country deals with the aftermath from the worst earthquake to hit it in more than 60 years. With more than 2,000 people dead, rescuers are rushing to find any survivors in the rubble. Spain on Sunday sent 56 rescuers and 4 search dogs to help. The group of 20 world economies has welcomed the African Union as a member and committed to global unity. But differences remain over Russia's war in Ukraine. Here's AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
The addition of the African Union gives power to Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's drive to give a greater voice to the global south. India's foreign minister said all members of the group had unanimously approved a policy statement on global affairs.
Planet, people, peace and prosperity, all those 8 paras have 100% acceptance.
However, when it came to the war in Ukraine, the final statement had softer language.
This is VOA News. World Bank President Ajay Banga on Sunday said that the G20 Delhi Declaration would help in bringing reforms and redefine the vision of the bank.
There's a lot of work going on in the World Bank on the reform agenda. It starts from redefining the vision of the bank to not just be focused on poverty, although it's important, but to also include a livable planet. So the idea is to eradicate poverty on a livable planet. And by doing that, you expand the aperture of our view to include climate, pandemics, fragility, you know, things that we're living through.
The U.S. administration is pushing the World Bank, founded as World War II, drew to a close to alleviate poverty as a counterbalance to China's overseas lending. Afghanistan is now the world's fastest-growing maker of methamphetamine, according to a report published Sunday from the United Nations Office for Drugs and Crime. More on this now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Afghanistan is a major opium producer and heroin source, even though the Taliban announced a crackdown on poppy crops after their takeover in 2021. The report says meth seizures in Afghanistan have shot up, suggesting increased production. A spokesperson for Afghanistan's Interior Ministry said that there's a 4-year plan to end all narcotic activity, including meth, but that could be difficult, as meth in Afghanistan is mostly made from legally available substances or extracted from a plant which grows in the wild. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Greek authorities say the body of a missing 77-year-old man has been found. That raises the death toll from floods there to 11. The latest from VOA's Jeff Custer.
The man had been living in the seaside village of Paltsi in the mountainous Pelion Peninsula. According to his wife, he had refused to evacuate in spite of her pleading for him to do so. Authorities said his body was discovered in the Aegean Sea. They report the number of missing has increased to 6, but caution, there could be more. Earlier Saturday, officials ordered the evacuation of a village close to the major city of Larissa in central Greece as the river Pineios overflows its banks. Efforts are focusing on preventing flooding in Larissa, a city of nearly 150,000. Authorities' response to the flooding, the result of torrential rains earlier in the week, has come under intense criticism with local and regional elections just a month away. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
In an unprecedented move, the Vatican has beatified a Polish family of 9, the 2 parents and their children, who were all executed for having sheltered Jews during World War II. Last year, Pope Francis declared the Olmo family, including the child that Victoria Olmo was pregnant with, as martyrs for the Catholic faith, clearing the way for the beatification. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.